for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And holding it down for J. Anthony Brown, Lavelle Croft.
What's up?
All right. Let's count down these contenders while I still remember. Jermaine Dupri is a half contender for pulling a Bruce Jenner with Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. He dropped the ball, y'all. And now she's about to be a 50-year-old baby mama in another tax bracket. Jermaine Dupri and Stedman's ex-girlfriend needs to date, y'all. They have a lot in common, Tom. Johnny Manziel is next. Mm-hmm. He turned himself into Texas Popo because he went loco on his ex. And Manziel better thank God the judge didn't throw his ass in jail because he'd be playing for the Browns again. But a different position. Contender number three, Puff Daddy. When Puff Daddy made an announcement, I thought he was going to tell us where Craig Mack was located. Anyway, he announced he was no longer going to be making music, just acting, which means he's probably working on a movie straight out of Harlem, man. Straight out of Harlem, the remix. Take that. Contender number four, Larry Wilmore. Now, I like Larry Wilmore, but Larry Wilmore was at the White House correspondent dinner, Sybil, and referred to President Obama, the president, as his N-word. Now, first of all, Larry called him an N-word in his own house in front of company, Sybil.
Yes.
Now, me personally, I try not to use the N-word, but whenever I stop using it, an N-word make me relapse. Oh, I was N-word free. I was even going to the NA meetings and everything, but you see stuff on TV that make you say it sometimes. You remember when Jameis Winston stole them crab legs?
Right.
I was like, N-word, no! When Ben Carson said Harriet Tubman should be on a $2 bill, yeah. I was like, nickel, please. Contender number five, Atlanta Hawks. Cleveland Cavaliers made history the other night when they beat the Hawks. They scored 25 threes in one game. I thought they were going to call a timeout and put the Real Housewives of Atlanta in the game. It was so bad. I mean, really, the Cavaliers treated the Hawks like they were at a Trump rally. Contender number six, Chris Matthews. Did y'all hear Chris Matthews got caught on a hot mic?
Yes, sir. Melania.
Feigning over Trump's wife at the Indiana primary, Sybil?
Yeah.
He damn near peed in his pampers. He was like, did you see her walk? My God, is that good?
Hot mic.
I can walk on that one way, Sean. I thought he was going to pull his Jurassic Jankstrom out of his antiquated depends. I guess he's hosting the right show. Hardball. Ted Cruz is contender number seven for pulling a Little Kim. You know what that means, Sybil?
Yeah.
Dropping out the race. Have you seen Little Kim lately?
Oh.
She dropped out the race, Sybil. Oh. Donald Trump, you are the Bama for life.
For life.
For life. Did y'all see Dumb Donald yesterday celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
Yes.
He said the best taco bowls are made at the Trump Tower Grill.
Yeah.
I love Hispanics. That's what he said, Sybil. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine on MLK?
What is he going to do on MLK?
The best fried chicken is, I love the blacks. Donald Trump, you are the Bama for life. Y'all enjoy y'all week.